The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What is up, everybody? It is week 5, and I am Matthew Giraldi. This is the Fantasy Authority, and we are talking about stacks. Each week, I've been kind of doing it the same way, and we're going to keep that train rolling. So we're going to do my favorite cheap stack, my favorite medium price stack, and then an expensive stack, all of which I really like. And last week, I started with a cheap one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I didn't really want to talk about with the Falcons and the football team. This week, cheap stack, I'm sure it's going to be immensely popular. And it's the Giants and the Cowboys. I'm looking at the Giants side of the ball on this one. Daniel Jones is $6,000 on DraftKings. I get it. Like, however you feel about Daniel Jones as a quarterback, dude, his rushing upside is just bonkers right now. Daniel Jones has actually not thrown for more than 300 yards other than last week. He has thrown for 267 yards, 249 yards, 266 yards. In those first three games, he had 2 passing touchdowns, and yet he is still scoring immensely high numbers because of his rushing upside. He is running at least 6 times a game in those first 3 games. Last week, he only ran 4 times. But, I mean, the Konami code, it's a thing, and I don't know how his price is where it's at. He is just value written all over him. The rest of the team, they're banged up at receiver, right? We know about Sterling Shepard. We know about Darius Slayton. Both of them they haven't practiced this week. Kenny Golladay, he's probably going to be matched up with Trayvon Diggs a lot. So it's going to be a dicey matchup considering the way that Diggs has played. Saquon Barkley, he looks back. The other guy that we're probably not thinking about all that much is Evan Engram. So, you know, his first 2 games back, he's gotten 6 targets in both games. The other person, obviously, we've kind of laughed at in the beginning of the year, but he's starting to turn it around, is Kadarius Toney. He started to look good. You know, it's one of those situations, again, where, like, it is the highest scoring game on the slate in terms of the over-under in Vegas. It's a great way to get exposure to a game like this, is to stack a team that they're going to have to throw it. Daniel Jones is going to be relied upon. They're 7-point dogs. And then on the other side, too, you can run this back with Zeke Elliott, Tony Pollard even. Zeke has kind of been dealing with a little bit of tenderness in his knee. But in terms of the matchup, man, this is where you want it. DVOA for rushing, Cowboys are number 1. Giants are number 26. Adjusted line yards, Cowboys number one. Offensive stuff rank, the Cowboys are number six offensively. The Giants are 31st in the NFL in that category. Offensive second level yards, the Cowboys are number one. The Giants are 17th. These are all Football Outsiders stats, and they're pretty reflective and predictive in terms of like how teams are able to play against the run. The Giants can't stop the run, and the Cowboys, you know, obviously they love to run the ball behind Zeke and Tony Pollard. So it might be another week where we kind of wonder whether CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper are going to really put it together. But even then, they're not that bad in terms of price. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, $6,200 on DraftKings. Amari Cooper, $6,100. Have no problem playing either one of them if, you know, we really do think that, you know, they're going to win by a touchdown or more. All of their skill players, but I'm probably going to be heavily relying on Zeke Elliott this week as a run back option to the Giants offense. Cardinals and Niners, it's another high scoring game. And obviously this one comes into play because of Trey Lance. He is $5,700 on DraftKings and he's $6,900, nice, on FanDuel. We saw what he did in the second half last week. I mean, this kid looks legitimate. And again, this is the same kind of situation as Daniel Jones, the rushing upside, that Konami code. It really does matter. You know, we don't need someone like Trey Lance to throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns. If he's running for 75 yards or something like that, you're getting those passing yards or passing touchdowns made up elsewhere. One issue of concern is the health of George Kittle. With or without Kittle, Debo Samuel, great option to have here. And then obviously the Cardinals passing game, the Cardinals rushing game, it might be non-existent this week because they've been dealing with some injuries as well. Chase Edmonds, he's missed practice both days this week with a shoulder injury. All of a sudden, James Conner, if Chase Edmonds misses this game, James Conner is going to be a bell cow back, instantly becomes in play. And then we also have Max Williams, $3,400 on DraftKings, produced a little bit more than I figured he would all season. But with 16 targets, he has a 12.4% target share. I don't hate it, but, you know, in terms of AJ Green, Christian Kirk, he could have a really good bounce back week. I know he disappointed last week. Both Christian Kirk and DeAndre Hopkins, both kind of, this could be a get right game for both of them. So another medium price stack that I just want to touch base on is the Chargers and Browns. Not a big high total on this one, but the Chargers, they're fourth in pass DVOA. And they're 25th in run DVOA. They're clearly becoming a run funnel team. And when you're dealing with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, that's not where you want to be. The Browns offense, they're second in the NFL in rush DVOA. Adjusted line yards, they're second. Stuff rank, they're fourth. Second level yards, they're second. And the Chargers, they just suck against the run. 25th in DVOA against the run. They're 28th in stuff rank, 25th in second level yards allowed. And then on the other side of the ball, Justin Herbert, he loves Keenan Allen. He loves Mike Williams. You know, it's a good situation that a lot of people might not necessarily be fully on. Just given the matchup, you know, the Browns have been a little bit stout against the pass this year. And just in terms in general and defense, but you know, we've seen the way that the Chargers play ball this year. They're throwing the ball 62% of the time. Again, you can do the same kind of format here where you could have Herbert with Allen or Williams if you want to do the double stack with both of them and then run it back with Kareem Hunt or Nick Chubb. It's a pretty reasonable price to get a lot of those guys. Don't necessarily like Austin Eckler, but, you know, again, the way he's getting usage too, I can't hate it. And then lastly, the expensive stack that I'm looking at this week is none other than the Green Bay Packers and Cincinnati Bengals. The injury report in this game is going to be just absolutely critical. Not that it really matters in terms of the players that I'm looking at here, but there are a lot of people defensively in this game that really are going to be game time decisions. And a lot of them are cornerbacks. The biggest one is Jaire Alexander for the Packers. I mean, we got to be just jamming Ja'Marr Chase into our lineups. Obviously shown that he is the real deal. that word drops. You know, we talked about it a lot in the preseason and training camp. I don't hear many people talking about drops anymore when it comes to Chase. You know, you can target either quarterback in this game. I love Joe Burrow. And then obviously on the other side, you got Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams, he'll probably be one of my highest rostered players this weekend. I mean, I just don't see how he doesn't dominate. And then obviously on the other side of the ball, again, like I said, if no Jaire Alexander, Kevin King and Eric Stokes, just, you know, plug in whichever Bengals receivers that you want. In particular, too, is because Joe Mixon might not play in this game. And as we kind of saw with the Seahawks and the Rams, you know, everybody was kind of gung-ho on Alex Collins. You know, will he be a relevant starter? You know, a lot of these teams, they don't necessarily just it's kind of like the same as vacated targets in the offseason. They don't just necessarily fill in carries or targets to a player. They kind of change their offensive philosophy a little bit or their game plan. And I think that's the kind of case that would happen here with Cincinnati and Green Bay. We know Green Bay has a potent offense. We also know P. Ryan and Chris Evans, they're not Joe Mixon. So it's a game where I love the pass catchers for Cincy, love the pass catchers for Green Bay. That game overall, you know, it's pricey to get some of those Green Bay guys, but, you know, I think it's going to be well worth it considering the defense or lack thereof that's going to be in that game. So, yeah, that's it for this week. Again, you know, like always, hit us up in Discord, hit us up on Twitter. We're here for you. Wish you the best of luck this week.